上欢迎收今天的嘉宾 Bruce。
Well, Jing, we've had some beautiful weather in Beijing. Well, actually very mixed weather we have in Beijing, because we had that、amazing weather on Wednesday when we had the sandstorm. And then yesterday was incredibly beautiful.
哎呀，这过去的一周啊，老布爷说我务必要抒发一下我的感情。周三呢，我们遭遇了13年来的沙尘暴，而昨天的天气呢，却好得出奇。那个天呀，哇蓝哇蓝的，在此他觉得非常不可思议 ，amazing。
嗯 ，You know, Jing Jing, yesterday I had a whole imperial temple to myself, only Lao Bu and his camera in this huge temple, and it was.Quite scary. There were no people.
昨天呢，老布哈，因为天气好，所以你带着他的摄像机呢，又到北京各处呢去寻访趣人趣事儿了。我们在节目当中呢，听到很多有趣的人物故事采访，都是来自我们的这位可爱的老布爷爷。他经常呢会在工作的闲暇，带着他的摄像机、采访机，到北京的各个街头角落，为我们寻觅有趣的外国人的故事。昨天。他呢去了太庙哈、啊，太庙呢那个地方没有人，他拍了很多好的照片，不过他同时也说有点怕怕的 ，scary。
Yeah, the Tai Miao was really beautiful, Jing Jing, but it's Ming Dynasty architecture. It's really impressive, and you know thousands and thousands of people go through the Guglong every day to see all the architecture there, but.I often don't have enough time to go through all that. So I go into the Tai Miao, where you've got a miniature Guglong with fabulous architecture, but you have the place to yourself.
嗯，老布呢，作为很了解北京的外国人圈子里的这么一位哈达人，那能不能听他为我们介绍一下北京这个周末有些什么活动呢 ？So Bruce, what's good for this weekend?
Right. Okay, a few announcements of things that are happening.Tomorrow, we did a feature 2 weeks ago about the bamboo bike.
Right.
And tomorrow at the MoMA, MoMA is just north of Dongjimun, and up at the MoMA, just to the north of the Airport Expressway, there's the Bamboo Bike Festival.
Wow.
And there could be over 100 bamboo bikes with their owners, having a show...some food, snacks, and also a lucky dip where you could win a bamboo bike.
Wow, 老布爷告诉我们说，大家听好了，在北京的同学，明天也就是周六的下午哈，在我们的这个当代 MoMA 东直门的当代 MoMA、会有一场竹制自行车，还记得我们说过的 bamboo bike?
Yeah,
now, 竹制自行车的小节日。
You remember there were two MoMAs, one's on Xianghe Yan, Daji, but.The MoMA, well this is in, I think it's the MoMA 2, that's the more modern looking one, north of the Airport Expressway, that's where the map shows, and they've got a big square there, and in there they're going to have all this, you know, the people with the bikes,、so a lot of booze going to go there. The other thing that's happening on Sunday, there's the Indian community here in Beijing have the annual、festival, and this is...All the Indian restaurants in Beijing all have stalls with lots of their fabulous food. Plus, there'll be all the Indian clothes. You know, the saris, the colourful clothes,、Indian jewellery. This is on at the British School, Sanlitun, from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock.On Sunday.
Wow, 那在周日呢也有非常精彩的活动，就在三里屯的 British School、有一场印度文化节，而且呢是免费进入，大家可以进去品尝一些印度的好吃的咖喱。哎呀，这个北京啊，趁随着春暖花开，真是有不少好的节目节日等待大家光临哦。来，我们马上进入到今天的精短人物听力，来说一说今天我们将会去遇见谁，我们要去聆听谁的故事呢？今天。其实我们真正的主人公是人和狼，我们要谈一谈 Tim Cope, Explorer, Wolves and Dogs.
Yes, I was very lucky recently to interview this Australian explorer, writer, filmmaker, photographer、called Tim Cope, who was here in Beijing as part of the Australia Writers Week 2015. And、I got the chance to interview him.And I was particularly wanted to interview him because he's done all this exploration of the Arctic, Russia.
Wow.
Traveled in boats, you know,、along the, various rivers. And the most recent thing that he did was a 3-year journey, really on horseback, following from the footsteps of the warrior Genghis Khan.、And he followed this from Mongolia all the way through to Hungary, following the route that Genghis Khan's armies would have taken, I don't know when, was it hundreds of years ago, whenever this was happening. So I had the chance to interview him, and it was very fascinating, the stories. But obviously today we're not going to go through the whole story, but what we're doing is talking about wolves and horses and dogs.
哎呀，今天的故事真的是太有意思了，太精彩了。我们的听力的主角呢，像是一位职业的旅行家、探险者，当然他也是一位获奖无数的作者和纪录片的导演。他就是我们在图片上看到那位啊，这个金色卷发的年轻人，叫做 Tim Cope。他呢，他的人生啊，真是太与众不同了。为什么呢？咱们来数数他曾经做过的工作啊，在亚北极地区担任野外指导。骑车从俄罗斯到中国，划着独木舟沿着叶尼塞河穿过西伯利亚到北冰洋，你说这些都是正常人做的事儿吗？是不是？他最广为人知的一次长途跋涉是一段行程6000公里的追寻成吉思汗的足迹之旅，叫做同名书也有啊，叫做 On the Trail of Genghis Khan。这一段旅程啊了不得，整整走了3年又3月，就是为了探寻骁勇善战的马背民族的历史。他就自个儿带着3匹马、1只狗，从蒙古草原一路西去，到了匈牙利。
Right, so it's quite a famous character, Tim, and so we see he's worked as a wilderness guide in the subarctic regions of Finland and Russia. That's way up in the north of Russia. He rode a bicycle across Russia to China.Now you think that involves crossing the Gobi Desert, with a bicycle, where there were no roads. And he also rode a boat along the Yenisei River through Siberia to the Arctic Ocean. And the Yenisei is one of these great rivers in Russia that flows right all the way up to the Arctic. So it was really quite an amazing journey that he's done.
没错哈，那今天呢，我们会带来他的一个原声的采访。布鲁斯呢采访了他，跟他聊了聊很多路上的、旅途上的事儿。但是今天我们有一个主题，我们要说什么呢？我们将会谈到他在野外扎营生存的时候，和草原狼擦肩而过的那些剑拔弩张的紧张对峙的时刻。很多同学呢，在今年的年初哈，看了一部电影叫做《狼图腾》。这部电影呢，改编自同名的小说《狼图腾》。我们从电影里面看到了，从小说里面看到了各种各样啊，人们对草原狼和狼之间的一种共生共存的关系。那么 Tim Cook 也会谈到他对狼的理解，对草原图腾的理解，到底是不是人们牧民们到底对狼有一种什么样的态度、什么看法？还有，他要跟我们说一说那些夜不能寐的与狼共舞，很精彩吧？值得期待。Bruce also remembered the fierce dogs he discovered guarding the traditional Mongolian tents when he was in that vast country many years ago, and he was terrified.
Yeah, I was up in Mongolia. The first time I was in Mongolia was 1987, when I was coming to China, because I came by train through Russia, Mongolia, then all the way south through China. But I was back up there in 2000, both in the summer and in the winter. And I was doing quite a bit of walking up there. And what terrified me when I was walking just outside the capital, Ulaanbaatar,were the dogs. Because you know how a lot of Mongolian people, they're semi-nomadic, they go with the animals, they go with the sheep, the horses, the cattle. And basically, to protect the animals, protect the sheep, they've got these great dogs, because the wolves will come and try to attack the sheep, try to kill the sheep. And so they have these dogs. When you're walking in the countryside,in Mongolia, if you're coming near any of the tents, the ger, the mongoban, and you're coming near them, then you hear these dogs, and it's quite frightening. They're big and quite dangerous looking.
Mastiff.
Yeah, they were quite, I didn't like them.
老布爷爷也曾经记得哈，他记得他去蒙古的时候看到那些非常凶猛的蒙古的草原犬，其实很多都是养的獒哈。哎呀，那一个壮实凶狠啊，都敢与狼缠斗。因为牧民们养这些狗的目的呢，就是为了来保护他们的马群、畜群、羊群等等。当然了，他其实这些狗呢，虽然看上去凶狠哈、凶猛，是 但是他们是穿越草原的旅人，最好的伴侣。所以呢，在他非常经验丰富的朋友的建议之下， Tim 在他这一次的三年之旅当中呢，也带上他的一个小狗伙伴，很有意思。不过如今他最大的感受就是啊，幸好带上了他，这一路上啊还真是少不了他。今天呢有两段精彩的对话啊，在这个 Track 1当中呢，我们会听一听他和狼之间的对峙。在 Track 2里面呢，我们会说一说他和狗的关系。
Yeah, so the first track is really about the wolves. Woo! Actually, I saw a wolf in Mongolia.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I was on the train coming out of Ulaanbaatar and heading back towards Beijing, but maybe about 1 hour out of Ulaanbaatar, we stopped at this small station. I looked down alongside the track, I saw this, I thought, first, was it a dog? Then I looked closer, no, it was a wolf.
哇、wow, 哦、yeah. 老布爷还是真正看过狼的人哦。我们在电影里哈，确实是看到了这个狼的各种各样的表现，多么的机智，多么的聪慧，多么的有团体作战的精神。
I'll tell you another story, Jing Jing. I thought, I was walking just outside Ulaanbaatar, a lot of beautiful woodland, and it's pine forest, and there were trails you could follow through the woods. And I was kind of scared because, I was worried maybe there'd be wolves, maybe there'd be bears.And I spoke to local Mongolians and asked if there were wolves. Oh yeah, there's wolves, but don't worry about the wolves. They're not dangerous for humans. But what is dangerous are the wild pigs, the boars. You know the pigs that have got the horns? You know, these pigs will run at you.
Wow.
We call them boar, B-O-A-R. Now you have them also in South China, the black pig, dark pig. They have the wild pigs, because people...have them, for meat in the countryside.、Mm. I certainly had that in Guangdong.
其实在这个野外生存啊，有很多东西得你自己亲身去经历，要不然呢就只能听故事。听故事的时候呢，只能哎呀，很神奇的，哇，睁大的眼睛听。那今天呢，这个 Tim Cook 就站在你的面前，你看你能不能听懂他在说什么？
It was important to reach out and make friends with everyone that I possibly could, and by doing that, they saw me as a guest and someone to look after. Not long after that, there was one night when I was just setting up camp in a forested region when I heard one howl from a wolf, then another, and there was this, it turned out we were surrounded, and an equine vet in Australia had suggested that in that scenario, I should, to keep the predators away, make a fire. So I did that.That night they came probably within 50 metres, and what they were really interested in, of course, was munching away on my horses.、Mm. So from then on I really had to think carefully about what to do. In the end I took some firecrackers with me that I used to throw out the tent door at night that helped keep them away, particularly in the winter.、But it also made me reflect on, of course, the importance of wolves、mm. in steppe culture. Is, after all, their totem. And...Although the wolf is the bane of their life because they attack their sheep, their horses, it also keeps the steppe in balance. It keeps all of the vermin in check, and it keeps the grasslands going on into the future without them being overgrazed. And they believe that the soul of the Mongols after they die, can only be released to the heavens when there are wolves around, because the wolves eat the flesh of the body, and they believe that the wolves fly up to the sky and release them.
When I was walking in Mongolia, well, the dogs terrified me. Outside the gear, the Mongolian, the tents.
On horseback, I never really had problems. The Mongolian horses aren't really bothered by dogs, and I always felt comfortable in the saddle. The important thing was to get my own dog. And I kind of always hoped that I might get some kind of big bear-like mastiff to accompany me. But it didn't turn out that way. When I arrived in Kazakhstan,The winter was coming in fact, it would turn out to be the coldest winter in around about 40 years, and what they would call a zud in Mongolian. It turned out that winter it was minus 52 degrees, the earth became laid in this very, very thick ice, and I met one Kazakh who started the winter with 300 horses and finished with one, because the animals have to dig through that ice to get rich the fodder. When they can't, they starve.And they say that horses that do survive till spring in those conditions are often naked because they eat the hair off their own body. But I was fortunate to be guided for the first couple of weeks in Kazakhstan with a man called Aset, a Kazakh guy. And at the end of that time he said, Tim, you definitely need a person, but a friend on this long journey to Hungary, someone to keep you warm at night in the tent, and most importantly, to protect you from wolves. And that's when he gave me this little bony pup who I didn't think was going to survive more than a couple of weeks. He was leaping off the snow onto my shoulders at that point to get his paws out of the cold. But sure enough, Tiggin, it was his name, turned out to be my companion for the next 3 years as far as hungry.
其实认真的说，这两段听力如果是没有配文本的话，还是挺难听懂的。因为这位旅行者说话的方式啊，跟咱们这个在城市里生活的人说话方式啊有点不一样。他们这个说话不是非常的清楚，所以呢有难度，但是很值得一听。其实有时候在路上啊，跟在火车上啊，在飞机上啊，往往跟这样的人聊天，有经历的人聊天最有意思了。好，在老布爷爷的帮助下，我们一起来看看今天的两段学习。
Right, now Tim is setting off and he's telling how it was important to reach out and make friends with everyone I possibly could. Now, what's happened earlier in his story, he was telling me about how he was out in the grasslands and his horses disappeared. And, you know, he was kind of lost and looking for them and eventually this, you know, this Mongolian man saw him and helped him find the horses again. And the Mongolian man explained that really you must have friends when you're out on your own like this. You must be friendly with everybody and then they will help you, protect
right.
you. So this is what basically, you to reach out and make friends with everyone I possibly could. So if you're in that situation, you need help because you are a stranger. You're on your own. And you often don't understand how to survive in the grasslands in the desert.
所以啊，我觉得这句话很重要了，告诉了我们一个观点，什么呢？ It was important to reach out. Reach out 的意思呢，就是要主动。And make friends with everyone I possibly could. 作为一个哈、孤身在外的人，你到了任何一个环境里，到蒙古也好，到西藏也好，你对当地呢并不熟悉。这个时候呢 ，you are on your own and you are a stranger. 你是个外来人，同时你依靠自己，你只能尽可能的主动伸开你的双臂，张开你的怀抱，去和当地人呢做朋友。
And by doing that, they saw me as a guest and someone to look after. In other words, if you go into this environment and you make friends with people, then they'll help you. But if you go in, you know, and ignore people, don't talk to people, then you think maybe you're just, you know, an arrogant foreigner and not really appreciating. Because you do need people in these areas. And one of the strange things, although you look at Mongolia and you think the place is empty, I mean, outside of Ulaanbaatar, it does look as though it's empty, but even in the remote areas, there still are people, and people will see you. And it's amazing where people, you suddenly find people.
By doing that, 通过这么做呢, they saw me as a guest. 只有通过我主动的去和他们接触,他们呢能够把我当作是一个远方来的客人, and someone to look after. 同时呢是一个值得照料的人。我们看看哈,这个旅人呢,这个孤身在外,往往是和一些偏远地区的牧民啊,或者是一些比如说在沙漠草原地区的人们做朋友,能够和他们建立很深刻的友谊。不过同时他也说,往往是那样地区的人们反而对友情非常的珍视。
Now there was one night when I was setting up camp in a forested region. See, Tim, he had two horses. And some of the time he was walking, the horses were carrying all the luggage and so on. But he also had a tent and he set up the tent. And this time this was in a kind of forested area. And as they were doing that, I heard one howl from a wolf, then another, woo, woo. And you hear the sound of the wolves. And it's quite frightening when you do hear it. You think, oh my gosh, you know, there's wolves around. And
Wow. You're
thinking, are they going to come and attack me, chase me, or what?
马上就来看他和狼对峙的这个场景。他说 there was one night, 有一天晚上。我在野外安营扎寨的时候 When I was setting up camp 安营扎寨 In a forested region Forested region 就是有森林的区域
One of the things with Mongolia, when you think of the position where it's geographically between Russia, the part of Russia is what we call Siberia, and then you come down to China. Now you've got three or four geographical regions. Up in the far north, you've got a lot of forest close to Russia. Then you come also onto the grasslands, like the steppes, the great to open grasslands where you see the Mongol band, the tents. Then as you come further south, you come into the Gobi Shamo, the desert.
对了.
Right? And also in the far northwest, you've got this great mountain range, a bit like the Tian Shan.
正在这个时候,这天晚上, when I heard one howl from a wolf, howl这个单词啊, 专门是指那个长长的动物的那个嚎叫声, then another, 一声又一声的狼的长啸声, 狼的嚎叫声, and it turned out的意思就是, 结果被证明, 结果就是, we were surrounded.
So,
我们被狼群包围了。
So where the camp was, that he felt that there were wolves all around the camp, and the wolves were looking. Now remember that the wolves generally come out at night.
And in a group.
Yeah, because see, during the day, they don't want to be seen because they could be hunted or, attacked. But night time, the hunters, they're looking for animals that are sleeping, and they've got these big, you remember this, who's afraid of the big bad wolf, right? All these things, the wolf was always seen as this dangerous creature, particularly in, the wolves lived in the forest, you don't find the wolves in the grasslands.
这个狼啊是个昼伏夜出的动物，而且都是群体协同作战，由头狼带领，大家呢采取一些计策，什么包抄啊，什么这个声东击西啊，一些非常诡异的计策来进行群体的捕食。我们看过狼图腾，都知道是这样的，对吧？晚上出去，你想一想啊，一个人在安营扎寨，带着几匹马、一条狗，完了呢被狼群包围了，这可怎么办呢？好，接下来看看怎么办，有人给他给我建议。
Right, an equine vet.
Equine vet.
A horse vet.
Equine vet. A vet. 就是兽医.
Yeah, the vet is someone who basically is the doctor for the animals. So the equine, the horse vet in Australia, had suggested in that scenario, a scene that you're in, when you're in this particular scene, I should keep the predators, the wolves of the predators away and make a fire.
Right. 我的一位在澳大利亚的做马的兽医的朋友呢, 就曾经告诉过我, 就曾经 suggested, in that scenario, scenario的意思呢, 就是 in that situation, 在那样的一种情况当中呢, I should, 我应该 keep the predator, predator就是捕食者, 这里呢, 就意为这种狼啊, 虎啊, 豹啊, 之类的, 捕食者, 要 keep them away, 就是要跟他们, 要让他们, 就是怎么说呢, 要吓唬他们走, keep them away, 让他们不要接近我们, 只有 make a fire, 生起火堆。
Yeah, so as I say to you, the wolf, basically, it's not going to come and actually attack humans, but if the wolf finds itself trapped, if you're walking along a path and you've got the wolves there, you suddenly come upon a wolf and it's got no escape, then that's when it could attack you. Right, but generally they're not going to come and look for humans to attack.
All right.
Right, because they're a bit more frightened of humans. So
其实狼本身呢也是怕人的啊，据说是这样。所以呢，一般来讲，你要是不主动去攻击他们，他们可能也不主动攻击你，他们可能会主动攻击是牲畜。 马呀、牛羊等等这样的一些，因为这样会更简单对他们而言。I did that, 我做了。 That night, they came within, 听听哈, 在那天晚上,他们大概离我的帐篷就只有50米左右, with 50 meters.
Yes, so he made a fire, but the wolves were coming, you could hear the wolves, but they didn't come to the camp, but they were about 50 meters away, looking at the camp, looking around.
Scary.
But because of the fire, they were kind of scared to come too close.
就是因为我升起了火堆，所以呢，那天晚上他们离我最近呢只有50米左右，似乎都已经在空气当中嗅到狼身上的那种气味啊，听到他们的声音此起彼伏。在夜间啊，听到狼嚎其实是很瘆人的，尤其是此起彼伏的狼嚎，是狼的战队之间呢互相在打招呼、制定战术。这个时候人呢， 或者是他们的捕猎对象会显得很被动，因为你不懂他们要怎么样来攻击你。在晚上的时候，他们是在明处，你是在暗处，所以索性呢，升起火堆逃过一劫。What
they were really interested in was munching away on my horses. So outside his tent, he had the horses that were tied up. And the wolves could smell the horses, attracted to the horses, and they thought, there was dinner. So they were kind of looking around and thinking, you know, they could maybe attack and bite and munch at the horse.
在这个句子当中呢, what they were really interested, 我认为狼群最感兴趣的就是 munching away. 这个 munch 这个单词是什么意思？咀嚼 munch away 就是叼走，吃我的什么东西？咀嚼，你看 munch away 叼走我的马，其实他们是想对我的马下手。From then on, 打那以后呢?
Really, from that moment, after that incident, I had to think carefully about what to do. You know, to think, you've got to plan. You're in the wilderness. Every night there could be more danger. So you've got to think what to do. And so what happened was I took some firecrackers with me. And I used to throw them out the tent door at night. So he'd be in the tent. He knew the wolves were somewhere around, there'd be the fire there, but what they'd do, take the firecracker and throw the firecracker, and this would make an explosion, and the wolf would be frightened.
哦，以前呢，你看，在有这次经历之前，还不觉得自己是一个人在野外，没有意识到什么危险。打这次跟狼群对峙以后呢，突然间觉得这事情事态严重。打那以后得好好的想一想 ，I had to think carefully about what to do. 我得好好想想接下来这一路上啊，我都该怎么做点防护措施了。于是呢 ，I took some firecrackers, 鞭炮。噼里啪啦的鞭炮带在身上，因为只要以后再遇到这种情况，把鞭炮扔出去，那个爆炸声呢，就会把狼群吓走。With me, I used to throw out the tent door. Tent door, 帐篷的门。I used to throw out, 把他们呢丢出帐篷的门。At night, 在夜间。
So that helped keep them away, particularly in the winter. I mean, the winter is when they're most hungry.
Right.
There's not much food in the winter, and they're desperate. They're getting thin.And they can smell the meat, smell the horses. And so they're looking. And so you've really got to build up defense. You threw these firecrackers out, bang. And the wolf gets frightened, it keeps away, but it's still looking, it's still there at night.
Because they are hungry. Smart animals.
They're smart, yeah. But this made me reflect, made me think on the importance of wolves in steppe culture. Now, what do you mean steppe culture? Basically, the people in places like Mongolia, in Kazakhstan, other places, where you got a lot of people living on the grasslands or living in the forest, these people who are migrating with the animals, they're herders. And they've developed culture, they've developed knowledge of how to live in that environment, how to live there safely, how to survive. But what you also found was that these people, for example, the native population in North America, they understood the balance of nature. And they understood how you don't go and kill off all the animals, but you need animals and you've got to have this mixture. They were very environmentally aware. So with the wolf, the people of the grassland, whether it be Mongolia or Kazakhstan, they understood the nature, the importance of the wolf within this culture.
接下来这句话他说 that helped to keep them away. 就是这个 firecrackers, 这些鞭炮呢能够让这个狼群远离我 particularly in the winter, 尤其呢是在冬天啊，因为这个冬天呢是这个狼群最饥饿的食物最匮乏的一个时节。通过这样的打交道呢，跟狼群打过交道以后呢 ，it also made me reflect on. Reflect 的意思呢，就是反思啊，让我去思考 on something on the importance of wolves in steppe culture. 这个 steppe 这个单词啊，其实就是草原的意思啊。草原不仅仅是 grassland， 也是 steppe. Steppe culture 就是草原文化。为什么呢？我们都知道这个草原上的整体的大生态啊，是它有一定的圈子的。
Yes, I mean we're talking here about the grasslands, although it's somewhere really distant. But from here in Beijing, it's not that far. You go up to Hohhot, which is only 1 hour away by aeroplane, or you know, about 12 hours say by train, and you go up to the Silamurin Kalyan. I think that's the correct word, Jingjing. And you've got the grassland there, you look out over this vast area with no trees, but you've got the tents, the mongoban, you've got the people on the horses, you've got the sheep, And this is the same kind of landscape that we're talking about, this culture of the steppe, the steppe land, the steppes or the grasslands.
对，生态的一个大平，一个大叫大平衡。我们在电影《狼图腾》里看到这个生产队长啊，这个指挥这个灭狼运动啊，这个杀狼崽儿是吧？然后呢，这个追杀这些狼，看上去确实挺惊心动魄的，也挺为他们的生命的感到可怜的。下面一句说呢，虽然啊，狼是这个牧民们的噩梦。Although the wolf is the bane of their life.
The bane of the life, the problem of it is a threat. The wolf is something that they have to watch, something they have to live with. And it's a bane, it's a problem. You've always got it with you.
对，对牧民来说呢，狼群啊，就是他们的噩梦 ,bane, 祸害，祸根。灾难、威胁都可以叫做 bane of their life.
Because they attack the sheep and the horses. Now,
对
now, the sheep are more likely to be attacked by the wolves because the sheep have no defense.
而且啊，这个狼群是最喜欢袭击羊群和马群的。我们也看到在狼图腾当中啊，羊群，哎呀，那是稍微一打围，这羊群就丢掉好几十只啊。
And especially the young sheep, the lambs, they have no defense at all. They are defenseless.And, you know, the young lambs can be attacked by the birds, they can be attacked by the wolves, attacked by other animals. So, this is a problem, and that's why these animals walk quickly from a very early beginning.
And next?
Right.
It also keeps the steppe
in balance. The steppe in balance. Now, you've got an environment, and you could have a problem of overgrazing or too many animals or whatever, but the wolf keeps the vermin in check. The vermin...These, for example, the marmot, these little creatures that come out the holes in the grassland. I remember seeing these animals pop up out the holes and look around. And other animals, like the wolves, attack these are vermin. They attack them. They attack the rats. They attack other animals that could threaten the grassland. And they keep the grassland going into the future without them being overgrazed. So in other words...If there's too many animals in the grassland, you lose the grass, then you lose the opportunity for farming. But because the wolves are maybe killing some sheep, they're keeping the numbers down, they're keeping numbers of various animals down to a manageable level.
其实这个 keep all of the vermin in check, 意思就是说呢，就保持那些动物的数量呢 in check, 都是在控制之中的。And it keeps the grassland going on to the future. 保证了这个草场、草原呢，去走上一个未来。什么未来呢 ？Without being overgrazed.
Overgrazed means too many animals on the grassland.
被过度的啃伐。
They eat the grass, and then there's no grass left for the animals to eat.
哎，这是为了确保这个草原的未来啊，就不会被啃的就差不多了，就这意思。
But the Mongolians also have this belief that.The soul of the Mongol, right? The soul can only be released from the body to the heavens when there are wolves around. Right? This is a bit gory, a bit horrible. But basically, they believe that inside the body is the soul. But you've got to open up the body to release that soul from inside the body. And the wolves help to do this because in the old days,the body would be put out onto the grassland. This is like, you know, what would happen. Remember, you know, in Tibet and so on, you had the, what we call the sky burials.
Right.
I saw that, Jing Jing, oh, when I was up, oh, it was quite gory. And,
这句话。
You know,I don't want to talk about it. Oh, it's quite. It's all the birds flying around.
对，这句话的意思就是说呢，其实the soul of the Mongols, 就是蒙古人的这个灵魂啊 ，can only be released to heaven, 只能呢被释放到天堂 when there are wolves around. 只有在狼群围绕他们的时候，这个死去的蒙古人的灵魂呢才能够升天堂。这个我们在《狼图腾》里也看到过这样一种讲究啊。他们蒙古人的一些老一代的蒙古人仍然会保。是天葬的习俗，就是人呢死亡以后用白布裹上，用牛车拉着，牛车颠簸到什么地方，尸体掉下来，那他就那个地方就是他的安息之地。这个时候呢，送葬的人们离去，就等待狼群来把这个尸体上面的骨肉啊什么的都吃干净，然后这样的话，这个死去人的灵魂就能够升天了，因为 they eat the flesh of the body， 狼群把人的肉吃了。And they believe the wolves fly up to the sky to release them. 然后狼会飞，飞狼把他们的肉灵魂带到天堂，让他们获得解放。
Yeah, so they have this idea that basically the wolf is eating the flesh from the body, and then the wolf can somehow go into the sky, that releases the soul into the heavens.
Right.
So it's a very traditional belief.
对，这是一种非常传统的一种天葬的观念。
Okay, JJ, questions. Number one.
来看第一段的问题。
Right. Why was it important to make friends with everyone he possibly could?
哎，为什么他要和沿途上的人们做朋友呢？
Number two. What happened as he was setting up camp one night?
好，有一天晚上他在帐篷外点上火堆以后出现了什么情况？
Three, what advice was there about keeping the wolves away?
对了，如果要让狼群在野外远离你的话，有什么好的建议？
Number four, what did he also do to keep the wolves away?
他同时还做了一些什么样的方法跟狼群对峙呢？
And what do the wolves attack?
狼群主要是袭击什么群体？第一段我们再听一遍。
It was important to reach out and make friends with everyone that I possibly could, and by doing that, they saw me as a guest and someone to look after. Not long after that, there was one night when I was just setting up camp in a forested region when I heard one howl from a wolf, then another, and there was this, it turned out we were surrounded, and an equine vet in Australia had suggested that in that scenario, I should, to keep the predators away, make a fire. So I did that.That night they came probably within 50 metres, and what they were really interested in, of course, was munching away on my horses. So from then on I really had to think carefully about what to do. In the end I took some firecrackers with me that I used to throw out the tent door at night that helped to keep them away, particularly in the winter. But it also made me reflect on, of course, the importance of wolves in steppe culture. Is, after all, their totem, andAlthough the wolf is the bane of their life because they attack their sheep, their horses, it also keeps the steppe in balance, you know, it keeps all of the vermin in check, and it keeps the grasslands going on into the future without them being overgrazed. And they believe that the soul of the Mongols after they die can only be released to the heavens when there are wolves around, because the wolves eat the flesh of the body, and they believe that the wolves fly up to the sky and release them.
这是一个澳大利亚人的口音，我们今天感受了一下哈。你第二段在对着文本听的时候，是不是觉得容易多了呀？但是还是不那么容易哈。这个讲有趣的故事，这听不懂很痛苦啊。幸好有文本。好，第二段我们来继续学习 track two。Answer the questions.
Right.
Why was it important to make friends with everyone he possibly could?
By doing that, they saw him as a guest and someone to look after.
What happened as he was setting up camp on one night?
He had a howl from a wolf and another howl.
What advice was there about keeping the wolves away?
Make a fire.
What did he also do to keep the wolves away?
Throw firecrackers. Boom, boom, boom.
And what do the wolves attack?
Sheep and horses.
相信大家在原文都是能够找到答案的。
Right, track two. Now this is me talking. When I was walking in Mongolia, right, because I love walking, and walking in Mongolia, andWhat got me were the dogs. They terrified me outside the gare. Now, the gare is the Mongolian word for the tent, the circular tent. Now, in Russian, you call it the yurt, and also in Chinese, you'd say mongoban. Right? So the gare, outside the gare, you had the dogs.
老布在第二段当中呢就说呀，说当年我在蒙古草原的时候 ,when I was walking in Mongolia, the dogs, 就是那些狗狗。They terrified me outside the gur and the tents. Gur, G-E-R, 就是蒙古词语啊，就是一个词语专门指蒙古包。哎呀，那些蒙古包外的狗狗啊，真是把我给吓坏了。They terrified me. 他们吓唬我。直到现在老布都说，我不喜欢那些狗，太可怕了。
So Tim saying that on horseback, I never really had any problems, because the Mongolian horses are not really bothered by the dogs. I mean...They were bothered with the wolves, but the dogs don't attack the horses. Actually, the horse is so important in Mongolian culture. Very, very important. Mongolian people are very, very close to the horse.
对呀、啊、这个蒙古人民绝对是跟马有很更加亲密的关系吧。Tim 就说 on horseback, 因为我是骑马我在马背上 I never really had problems with dogs.我跟狗呢还没有什么太多亲密的接触、啊、所以我也没有什么太多麻烦。Mongolian horses are not really bothered by dogs. 而且蒙古的这些马呢跟狗群相处也很和睦，所以不会更多的太多的受到狗群的困扰 bothered, 困扰。
And I always felt comfortable in the saddle. The saddle, where you're sitting on the horse, on the back of the horse, you know, and you're sitting in the saddle. And you felt comfortable as you're traveling across the grasslands on the horse.
他呀，这个旅行者很有意思，他就是想感受，想骑马去感受当年成吉思汗啊，这个一路西征的这种感觉，想知道游牧民族的这个马背民族的这些历史，所以他这次呢特意用了骑马的方式来走这段路。I always feel comfortable in the saddle. Saddle 就是马鞍。当我骑在马上的时候啊，哎呀，我觉得很舒服。
Now, he was thinking that the important thing was to get my own dog, right? He thought I should have a dog. And I thought I would get some big, bear-like mastiff to accompany me. The mastiff, any of you who have seen the Tibetan dogs, these are Tibetan mastiff, you know, big, big, fierce-looking dogs.
对，最重要的事情呢，就是 get my own dog, 有一条我自己的狗。And I have thought, 我也曾经想过 I would get...我可能呢会去整一条，比如说 some big 大大的 bear like 像熊一样的 mastiff 就是獒，我们都知道啊，藏獒很凶猛吧？獒 to accompany me 来陪伴我。
Right, but it didn't turn out like that. This didn't happen because when I arrived in Kazakhstan, see, but right across Mongolia, then into Kazakhstan. When I arrived in Kazakhstan, the winter was coming in.
可是这个事情啊并非我所期望的那样发展。It didn't turn out like that. When I arrived in Kazakhstan, 当我到达哈萨克斯坦的时候呢冬天来了。
And what was happening, it turned out to be the coldest winter in 40 years.
而且是近40年以来最寒冷的一个冬季。
And in Mongolian, they call it a Zud. The Zud.
In Mongolian
language,
在蒙古语当中，他们把这种现象叫做 Zud.
Zud, and when they talk about Zud, that means it's a severely cold winter.
Zud 就是蒙古语里严寒的意思。
Right, so it was 52 degrees below, minus 52 degrees, and the earth became laid in this very thick ice. Everything was frozen.What would happen early winter, maybe it's snow falling, and the snow would just simply freeze. Now I remember that, go up to Mongolia in the winter, everything was white, the whole Gobi, everything's completely white.
一到冬天的时候，草原呢就变成了白色。我到达哈萨克斯坦的时候，当地气温是零下52度。The earth became laid in this very thick ice. 土地上全被厚厚的冰块、白雪覆盖。
I met one Kazakh.Who started the winter with 300 horses and finished with one. He lost all his horses but one.
天哪，我遇到了一个当地的这个哈萨克人。他呢，冬季开始的时候，家里呢还有300匹马。冬季结束的时候呢，只剩下一匹了。为什么？Why? What happened?
The horses basically couldn't get the food. Basically, the horses, because the animals have to dig through the ice to reach the fodder is the grass that they eat on. And they've got to dig and try to get, scratch away at the ice. And if they can't get that, they starve.
所以这个牧民的生活很艰辛。马匹没有草料，冬天的活活饿死了。299匹马都已经饿死了。Because the animals have to dig through the ice to reach the fodder. 因为呢他们必须要 dig through.挖到这个冰层深处去拿到他们的草料去吃到他们的草料 fodder. If they can't, 如果不能的话就得活活饿死。
And they say that horses that do survive to the spring in those conditions are often naked because they eat the hair off their own body. So these animals are so hungry they're eating their own skin.
天哪，这句话是我觉得真的是很读上去很那种的心情哈，那些能够活到春季的马，通常全身都是赤裸的，为什么呢？因为他们太饿了，没有草料，只好吃掉了自己身上的那些毛。They eat the hair off their own body， 为了能够生存下来，把自己的毛吃掉了，来抵挡饥饿。所以这些马能够活到春季。
And I was fortunate to be guided in Kazakhstan by a Kazakh guide. I mean, you need local people, like Mongolian people help them, Kazakhstan, Kazakh people. And this Kazakh man helped him. And by the end of the time, he said, Tim, you definitely need a friend to accompany you on that long journey to Hungary.
I was fortunate to be guided. 在哈萨克斯坦的时候呢，我很幸运啊，能够呢有一个向导，是一个 Kazakh guy， 是一个当地的哈萨克人。At the end of the time， 啊，在那段时间结束的时候呢，他就跟我说 ，Tim， 你不是要继续上路吗？我觉得呀 ，You definitely need a friend to accompany you， 你真的需要一个朋友来陪伴你，来保护你 on that long journey to Hungary。Hungary 就是匈牙利。
Yeah, so all the way, this was where Genghis Khan and his warriors went right through Eurasia, all the way to the Danube in Hungary. Huge journey of war, of rampage, of slaughter, of, you know, destruction. And it was quite a story, and basically Tim was following this. And so he was advised to have and also someone to keep you warm at night in the tent, and most important, to protect you from the wolves.
对了 ，someone 就是说，你得总得有个人是吧？这个人可能指的就是狗哈 ，to keep you warm at night in the tent. 晚间呢，在这个寒冷的帐篷里，还得给你取暖啊，给你暖被。另外呢 ，most importantly， 最重要的是 protect you from wolves， 要保护你不被狼群侵扰。
And this is when he gave me this little bony pup. This little pup, right? The Kazakh man gave him this little baby dog who I thought would not survive more than a couple of weeks. He thought this dog's too small, too thin, and the cold, you know, the dog's not going to survive.
结果他的这位可爱的哈萨克斯坦朋友呢，就给了他一条哈。Bony pup, bony 就是那个瘦骨嶙峋的小小的 pup 就是小狗。Wolf, I thought, would not survive more than a couple of weeks. 我觉得恐怕这狗活不了几星期吧。啊，我想象当中的是巨大的凶猛的獒。你送给我一条那么瘦的狗，
yeah, so、this little dog, he was leaping off the snow onto my shoulders to get his paws out of the cold.Right? So the dog was cold, its paws, its feet were this, and what he wanted to do was jump onto Tim to keep warm.
对了、在这个严寒当中呢，这条小狗狗一看见它以后，马上 leap off of the snow， 马上从雪堆里跳出来，直跳到它的肩上、搭在它的肩头上， and get his paw 就是它的爪子 out of the cold、get his paw out of the cold 的意思就是说，把它的爪子搭到我肩上来，还找我取暖，这意思、
But sure enough, Tiggin turned out to be my companion for the next 3 years as far as Hungary. So
that's got his name?
Yeah, this little dog kind of grew up to be quite a big dog and became the companion walking with Tim and his horses. And some lovely photographs that we've got on our website. So you see the dog with Tim going on this great journey.
Sure enough, 当然啦，理所当然的，这个叫 Tiggin 这条小狗哈。Tiggin 呢就成了我的好朋友 ，out to be my companion. My companion 就是我的陪伴啊。For the next 3 years, as far as Hungary, 直到陪我走完了三年又三年的这一段 on the trail of Genghis Khan.
So questions number one, what terrified me in Mongolia?
但是我们也知道了，这三年的故事呢，肯定三天三夜也讲不完的啊。不过我们今天的学习内容呢，就到这里了。我来听听第二段的第一个问题是：布鲁斯在蒙古被什么给吓到了呢
？Number two, what did Tim feel was important for him to get?
Tim 觉得这一路上还是得有个什么伴。
Number three, how cold did it become in Kazakhstan?
在哈萨克斯坦。能冬天能达到多少度啊？有多冷啊
？Number four, why do many animals starve?
为什么很多的动物都无法存活，以至于活活饿死
？Number five, what did a Kazakh man give Tim?
结果一个当地人就给了他一个什么东西呢？第二段。
Walking in Mongolia, well, the dogs. The dogs terrified me. Outside the gear, the Mongol man, the tents.
On horseback, I never really had problems. The Mongolian horses aren't really bothered by dogs, and I always felt comfortable in the saddle. The important thing was to get my own dog. And I'd kind of always hoped that I might get some kind of big bear-like mastiff to accompany me. But it didn't turn out that way. When I arrived in Kazakhstan, the winter was coming in. In fact, it would turn out to be the coldest winter in around about 40 years, and what they would call a zud. In Mongolian. It turned out that winter it was minus 52 degrees. The earth became laid in this very, very thick ice. And I met one Kazakh who started the winter with 300 horses and finished with one because the animals have to dig through that ice to get rich the fodder. When they can't, they starve And they say that horses that do survive till spring in those conditions are often naked because they eat the hair off their own body. But I was fortunate to be guided for the first couple of weeks in Kazakhstan with a man called Aset, a Kazakh guy. And at the end of that time, he said, Jim, you definitely need a person, but a friend on this long journey to Hungary, someone to keep you warm at night in the tent, and most importantly, to protect you from wolves. And that's when he gave me this little bony pup, who I didn't think was going to survive more than a couple of weeks. He was leaping off the snow onto my shoulders at that point to get his paws out of the cold. But sure enough, Tiggin, it was his name, turned out to be my companion for the next 3 years as far as Hungary.
哎呀，你看，光是讲狼和狗啊，就这么有意思。然后那些可怜的马，听上去，哎呀，也是觉得让人印象深刻呀。以前我们要是没有在蒙古那些地方严寒地方生存过，压根儿不知道这些事情啊。300匹马，299匹都饿死了，最后就剩下1匹。你说这牧民的日子怎么过呀？是不是？好，来看看第二段的问题吧。What terrified Bruce in Mongolia?
The dogs outside the girls outside the tents.
We've got a going for gold 的小小苏在聊天室当中说 ，Dog scared Bruce. 这个布鲁斯看到这句话就笑了。
I love dogs because I.
How big are they?
All the nasty things, big, you know, but it was.
They won't attack you, won't they?
Well, I don't know, but the Mongolians would come out and throw stones at them. That's what the Mongolians say, carry stones.If the dog's something, you just throw the stones at the dog.
Wow. 牧民们养的狗吧，我觉得牧民们养的狗应该不会随意伤人的，是吧？哈。那是什么呢？是 dogs outside the girls， 是帐篷外的狗呢，把布鲁斯给吓坏了。What did Tim feel was important for him to get?
A big dog.
Tim 觉得我应该有一条很大很壮实的狗来陪着我。How cold did it become in Kazakhstan?
-52 degrees.
有同学在问说这个零下52度这英文应该怎么念呢？咱们把念作 -52 degrees. 4. Why do many animals starve?
Because they cannot dig through the ice to find the fodder.
How thick was the ice?
It's not so much thick, it's just so hard.
Right.
Right, it's really hard. And they can't get through that ice. It's not like snow, it's frozen solid ice.
冰跟雪还不一样，那个冰呢太硬了， they're so hard. 所以这个动物的这些蹄啊爪呀又没有办法破冰，所以呢他们挖不进去。They cannot dig through the ice to find the fodder. Fodder, 草料。吃不上草。好可怜啊。What did a Kazakh man give him?
A little pup called Tiggin.
A little pup, 一条小小的狗 called Tiggin. 所以呢小狗跟着他呢一路迁徙。然后呢小狗也长大。然后人和狗呢就成了很好的旅途的伙伴。所以今天这个故事呢我觉得还是挺精彩的。It was a wonderful feature story.
I'd love to be doing that myself, Ching Ching. I'd love to have done these expeditions. But it's great meeting these people here in Beijing. They all come here, and we all get a chance to meet them through our programs and introduce them to our listeners.
感谢大家呢，今天跟我们一起来聆听这么一个真正的探险者在路上的故事，与狼对峙，与狗为伴。我们可能过不上这样的生活，但是听听这样的生活也是很有意思的，长姿势啊。好，感谢布鲁斯的辛勤劳动，本周直播到此结束。